Robert Beto O'Rourke's Mother's Day Message, So Many Mothers Deported. By Michelle Moons on May 13, 2019. Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke delivered a Mother's Day message about the deportation of mothers to Exeter, New Hampshire, over the weekend. O'Rourke asked those gathered for a Saturday campaign stop to think of migrants in light of Mother's Day. He then employed his own children as he claimed that mothers have been deported. While the children they cross the U.S.-Mexico border with are kept in cages before being sent off to God only knows where in America. He threatened that some of the children who came with their mothers may be forever separated from them. O'Rourke said. Right now we have mothers arriving at our front door. At the Texas-Mexico border, who have traveled 2,000 miles, leaving some of the deadliest places on the planet today. Doing what Amy and I would do if the only way to save the lives of our kids. Ulysses, who's 12. Molly, who's 10, Henry, who is 8 years old, was to make a similar journey for their lives and for their sake. To come to a country that has defined and distinguished itself by being a country of refugees and asylum seekers, and immigrants from the world over. The way that we have welcomed so many of those families, so many of those moms over the course of this administration is to deport them back from the very country from which they fled in the first place, claimed O'Rourke. He continued. To take that child for who she risked her life and place them in a cage, and in the custody of the Office of Refugee Resettlement within the Department of Health and Human Services, and then on to perhaps a foster care home and literally God only knows where in America, separating those families for the foreseeable future, perhaps forever. O'Rourke focused on child separation policies under the Trump administration without the same attention to policies existing and being established under previous administrations. The Trump administration curtailed family separation policy in the midst of national attention on the subject. U.S. Border Patrol Chief Carla Provost revealed on Fox News last week that they have seen over 3,500 cases of fraud thus far this year. It is a very sad situation when they are exploiting these children to get across. She was referring to migrants using other people's children to cross the border fraudulently as a family unit with the understanding that it increases their chance of being able to remain in the U.S. Michelle Moons is a White House correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow on Twitter at Michelle Diana and Facebook.